Hi, and welcome to TSN, the Reporters Podcast. I'm Dave Hodge with Bruce Arthur, Michael Farber, and Steve Simmons. Phil Jackson is about to be introduced as the new president of the New York Knicks. Now, Phil Jackson and New York, a big story no matter what. But this one is an intriguing story because the question will be, can Phil Jackson save the New York Knicks as their president? He's not coming as their coach or as a player, which he once used to be. Or is this just Jimmy Dolan confounding us again?
The Knicks are one of my favorite long-running comedy series. And I'm delighted that they're going to introduce a wacky new boss to the operation because I don't think there's a way to fix the Knicks as long as James Dolan is there unless you can build in complete insulation from what he wants to do. And I don't think even Phil Jackson can do that. Now, we're going to see because maybe he, having as much leverage as he did, was able to work it so basically he can close the door on Jimmy Dolan anytime he wants. But I don't think so. In which case, you are going to get Madison Square Garden, which is as dysfunctional a work environment in terms of basketball as there is in the league. And you're going to get Phil Jackson trying to fix it. Now, again, he's never done this. This is a completely new experience for him. And he's going to have to deal with a guy who probably is the worst boss in the NBA.
You know, though, on his report cards as a kid, it was written, does not work well with others. I mean, you go back to his relationship in Chicago with Jerry Krause when Phil Jackson was the coach. Phil Jackson likes to roil the waters. Now, is he just going to lay down for Jimmy Dolan? I don't think so.
I don't think he's even going to pay attention to Jimmy Dolan. The minute he gets in his office, knowing Phil Jackson, he's going to do what Phil Jackson wants to do. But what we're going to find out is we know how smart he was as a coach. Mm-hmm. How smart are you when you don't have a first-round pick, when you don't have cap space, when you have Carmelo Anthony to deal with, when you have all these issues and not a lot of possibilities? What does Phil Jackson do then?
Well, there is an aura about Phil Jackson, and there is no denying that, and he's a winner, and there's no denying that. How would you like to coach for him?
That is going to be a trick, but you know what? It worked if you find the right guy. It worked in Miami
with Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra.
That I don't know, because if you look at the guys who have been Phil Jackson loyalists, he's going to need someone he can trust, especially, again, there is no more paranoid organization in all of sports than Madison Square Garden. Go from their media rules to the backbiting to the politics. This is North Korea with capitalist incentives. This is not a good place to work. So he's going to need people he trusts around
him. That down.
He's going to need to build a very strong political operation. So guys like Brian Shaw would be a guy who he has a really good relationship with, a guy he trusts. But I'm not sure if that's the guy you need to coach this team. The team itself is a whole other question. They don't have salary cap space for another 2 years. 2 years, a lot of stuff opens up. But between now and then, what on earth are they going to do?
Well, what Phil Jackson can do is flash some rings in front of free agents and said, see, this is what I can bring you.
Like Carmelo Anthony?
No, not Carmelo Anthony.
Well, does he try to keep him?
I don't think you do, because Carmelo Anthony, is a little bit like a version of what Rudy Gay was in Toronto, only on steroids.
Oh, he's better than that.
Well, he is, but this is where offenses go to die, and this is is taking all the shots.
But remember, Phil fixed Kobe Bryant. Phil turned Kobe Bryant as a coach from a guy who was too much about the self and a little more about into a guy who's a little more about the team. That would be the challenge with Carmelo. If you lose Carmelo Anthony, then you really are starting over in New York.
I want to make a comparison here. The most successful coach in basketball history in the NBA is Phil Jackson. The most successful coach in NHL history is Scotty Bowman. When Scotty Bowman went to become a general manager, he had trouble with a few things. One, he had trouble collecting players. Two, he had trouble with coaches. Because every time he hired a coach, he realized he was a better coach than the guy that was coaching. And he kept bringing his friends in to coach. Yeah.
And Pat Riley had this trouble initially, because Pat Riley is an earlier version of Phil Jackson, essentially. But he ended up with Eric Spoelstra, a guy he trusted. And now let's coach. So I think Phil Jackson is capable of doing that if there is a loyalist.
It's a lot easier to let him coach. Sorry, Dave. A lot easier to let him coach when you have LeBron and Bosch and Wade.
Well, speaking of Pat Riley, there is a theory that Phil Jackson wants to do this, not for the $12 million a year. I suppose that may be a factor. But to one-up Pat Riley. Mm-hmm. Pat Riley is his rival, and he sees what Pat Riley has done in Miami, and he wants to go at Pat Riley again.
I think the money is also a huge part of it. Okay. Because when Toronto talked very briefly to Pat Riley about maybe assuming a job like this in Toronto, the money was said to be in the $12 million a year range. Now, I think it's probably going to be higher in New York. I think there's going to be a tax to living in New York and living away from Jeannie Buss, who's his fiancée, who's a vice president with the Los Angeles Lakers. I would not be surprised if this started as Phil Jackson trying to take over the Lakers and using the Knicks as leverage and all of a sudden going, geez, the Lakers aren't biting and Jimmy Dolan's going to empty the vault for me. Maybe I'll give it a shot.
And you know what? He's a competitive guy. Mm-hmm. And you can be the Zen master in L.A., but unless you have a team, you're not competing. And I think Phil Jackson wanted to compete, so he's well compensated with an organization that he once represented. So I see this as a win-win.
Does Dolan want Phil Jackson to do A, B, and C for the New York Knicks, or does he just want the press conference?
Oh, I think Dolan, you know, Dolan's one of those whacked owners who actually wants to win and has no clue how to. Mm-hmm.
So he thinks this helps him win.
He is a celebrity chaser. That's what mm-hmm. he does. Whether it was Isaiah Thomas, whether it's Phil Jackson, whomever, he chases the celebrity. In this case, he's brought him in. And not in the right position, because if he wants to put him in the right position, put him in as coach.
The Knicks chase big names, and the big names go to New York, and they die. They've managed to find a way to fall apart. Now
there is no thought, excuse me, but while this is still fresh, there is no thought he would coach.
No, his body can't take it. He's had hip surgery. He's had back problems. The body just can't go year to year. I mean, otherwise he would be coaching already. This is an easier job. Again, he's going to be away from the woman he's engaged to. We'll see how much time he spends in L.A.
He's been engaged for what? How many years?
Yeah, but they finally got to the point where they're engaged. They're moving forward. But he's going to be – we'll see how much time he spends in New York, how much time he spends in L.A. We'll see how much he talks to the press. Phil likes to talk to the press. Madison Square Garden does not like its people to talk to the press. Again, a paranoid, strange place. This is the biggest challenge of Phil Jackson's career. This is bigger than Kobe and Shaq. This is bigger than turning Michael Jordan into a champion. This is more complicated, because he's trying to take over a kingdom full of people who, over time, have learned that if you don't stab someone in the back, you get stabbed.
One more analogy. Okay. Len Sather goes to New York with the Rangers, same organization, an outgoing guy. We don't hear from him for years, nor has he had an impact on the club.
And you think we'll not hear from Phil Jackson?
This is going to be very interesting.
The difference is Dolan cares about the Knicks. He happens to own the Rangers.
We will see. Phil Jackson, New York, the Knicks, it's all very interesting.